Tanya Smith, City of College Station City Secretary. I spoke with my mayor.
Could you speak in the
Yeah. I spoke with my mayor and city manager. I have not spoken with our council. The entities involved in this election, November election, had to move forward with the commissioner's court's decision to change the polling location from the MSC. We've called our elections. We've prepared our notice. Most of us have posted our notices of election, and we have already prepared and proofed our notices for the papers. We've also had we've also prepared the notices even for our website. This takes time and money. This late in the game, adding an additional location, not only will it be a rush, but we'll also have to go back to our councils and or our boards to amend our orders calling the elections. Some of us have more than just general elections. There are bond elections with special deadlines. We also will be losing money on the preparation we had to make with translating our Spanish versions and with newspapers who have been preparing our proofs. Then you must retest the equipment, the election equipment, all before October 24th when early voting starts. Rushing causes mistakes. Mistakes in elections is detrimental. Then there is the cost of adding another polling location that most of us did not budget for. If Commissioner's Court wants to bring back the MSC as a polling location, we understand. But let's wait until the next election year. There's not enough time in 2022.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Strata?
Well, I think Tanya summed it up very well. Personally, I did not like the change eliminating the MSC because I believe that not only do a lot of students use that location, but there are people that live in Bryan and work on the campus that it would be very convenient for them to vote there. However, the Commissioner's Court made that decision, and we moved ahead in good faith with that decision. In terms of the election, we have three elections going on: our general election, a special election to fill a vacancy, and a special charter amendment election. Those have all been ordered by the deadline to order an election of August 22nd. We have already published our posted our notices on our website, on the PrizesVotes.org website. Our notices in both English and Spanish are at the newspapers. I've already been billed by one newspaper. We've already approved the proofs at the newspaper. You know, when you have an emergency where a polling place floods or burns or something, that's one thing. But it's kind of late in the game now to switch horses in the middle of the stream. But again, I would certainly support putting the MSC back next year because I believe it serves a very important purpose, and I would like to see it back. So it's just this year, it's just a little bit late now. So thank you.
Thank you.
As I said, I'm in favor of moving it back as soon as possible. It's just not feasible this year. But next year and going forward, it'll be at the MSC.
And I'd like to say that I, too, am in favor of moving the MSC center back. And I have taken into consideration all the information provided. It is not feasible at this time. But I would vote in favor, especially since we know now we can have two polling places rather than just one at the MSC. We have the option of opening a second. So I will offer a motion. We take no action at this time. It's not feasible.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to take no action. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries.